All right, well, this is something different for me, and that's to have our church closed and to speak over the internet today, but I'm excited about doing it. Just in case you're wondering, is there anybody getting it face-to-face? I'm preaching to one person today, and that is Andy. But I wanted to spend a few moments and prepare a sermon for you to be able to enjoy. I believe the sermon will be posted tomorrow. This is Thursday. It'll be posted tomorrow. Most of you will probably want to do it on the Lord's Day on Sunday, but if you choose, you should be able to hear it a day or two before as well. We are closed on Sunday for the coronavirus, and we are closed this coming Wednesday. We have not made any decisions past then, but right now we are honoring our president's wishes. And for your safety, we are off this Sunday and this Wednesday. And I thought I could just come in and preach a sermon to you, preach the same thing I preached to you if you were sitting here today. I pray that every one of you are safe and sound. Please know that even though things are different, you must call me when someone's in the hospital or when someone is sick or something that needs to be addressed for the church. The church office is still open on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That will stay open indefinitely that way. But contact me where I may not be able to be in the hospitals or go to the nursing home, but I can call and talk with these people who are ill. So please don't drop the ball on that. We're going to try our best to keep it as much like business as usual as we can. If you're sitting around and you have your Bible, you can turn to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. If not, I'll read the verses out to you. I want to speak today on being thankful in tough times. Being thankful in tough times. I think anybody that's sitting here listening to me today or anybody that is out and about in the United States knows that it's tough times right now. It's tough times. It's unpredictable times. We're going through times like nothing that we've ever gone through before. And I want to say this before I begin today. God is still in control, and God is going to help us through these tough times. But specifically, I want to talk today about being thankful in tough times. Now, you say, Brother Jeff, man, that is really a spin. How in the world can I possibly be thankful in these tough times? Well, I think when I'm done with my sermon today, you'll see there's a way to be thankful. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, here's what the Bible says. We are to be giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing that we can be thankful for in tough times is that trouble may correct issues that need to be addressed. Troubles may correct issues that need to be addressed. It's very difficult sometimes to address a problem head on. I have to admit I'm as guilty of this as anyone that's listening, but we like to sweep problems under the rug, or we like to avoid problems, or we like to ask our spouse to deal with a problem. You know, no one seems to enjoy meeting an issue head on. But you know as well as I do that you can't always sweep it under the rug. You can't have someone else handle it. There are times when if you have to address things. And a lot of times, troubles or difficulties help us correct issues that need to be addressed. Everyone's thinking about the coronavirus, and I am too. I deal with it every day. Seems like every hour that I'm awake. You know, some of us are wondering why we're going through this. Some of us are wondering if God is allowing us to go through this. Some of us are wondering what God is trying to say with all this. All I know is this. There's never been a more appropriate time to be close to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Never been a more appropriate time to be on your knees praying. Never been a more appropriate time for your heart to be flooded with closeness with the Lord. My prayer today for you as you go through a difficult time with all of this is that you will correct issues that need to be addressed. Many of you will spend more time with your family this week than maybe you have in the last 3 or 4 months. Not minimizing not being able to work. And I know that's another problem in itself. But if you're not working and you're home with your family and you're home with your spouse, now's the time to address some of those issues that maybe you didn't have the time or weren't able to make the time to address. Sometimes trouble and tough times help us correct issues that need to be addressed. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11 says this, "Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." Trouble sometimes may correct certain issues that need to be addressed. Second thing I want you to see about these tough times is that trouble may bring us to depend more on Jesus. Troubles may bring us to depend more on Jesus. Never in my lifetime have I gone to a grocery store and seen so many empty shelves. I went to Sam's with my wife on Monday, and there were no chips, there was no milk, there was no chicken, there was no ground beef, and there sure wasn't anything that can be used for cleaning materials. No alcohol. All the different things that, and I'm referring to rubbing alcohol, that we like in our life, that we expect to be there every time when we go to the store. For the first time in most people's life, they've gone to a store and that's not been available. It's kind of scary, isn't it? If you haven't been to the grocery store, it's probably not the safest place for you to go, but you'll be in for shock when you go in there because things are not there that we always expect to be there. We're concerned about our health. We're concerned about our family's health and our church's health. Anybody that knows me knows that I canceled our services with a heavy heart. If you wonder how difficult this decision was, there's so many things that go through your mind. There's the side of you that wonder, are we bowing down to Satan by canceling services? And there's another side of many people that think this is a time when we need to be together. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm not here to debate it. There's the other side that thinks we should honor the president, and we have done that, and his request. But just because you're not in church, and because you're not doing your norm, and just because things are different, it doesn't mean that we don't need to rely on Jesus more than we ever have. Folks, I hope this thing doesn't last long, but we don't know that. Trouble sometimes can make us to depend more on Jesus. There are many people in the city of Orlando that had no idea that this week they'd lose their job. I was talking to people today in the service industry that have lost their jobs. There are places closed in our city that have never closed since I've been here. Restaurants, Disney, churches, closed. Closed for good reason, but closed. That can bring fear into your life. My suggestion for you is to use this difficulty to depend more on Jesus. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12, 8 and 9, for talking about Paul and his thorn in the flesh. And this is what he says. He says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." That's 2 Corinthians 12. The third thing you can see about these difficult times is sometimes trouble may bring some comfort. If your trouble causes you to depend more upon God, can't you realize why we are to thank Him for it? I have to admit in my life, sometimes I get closer to the Lord the more that trouble surrounds me. I get closer to the Lord when there's more troubles around me. And can I tell you something? If you take this situation and you get closer to Him, it's all worth it. Amen. Trouble may bring actually some comfort. Paul goes on to talk about in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to confront them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." If you don't have any tribulation, you won't have any need of comfort. Amen. So again, when you you're seeing all the trouble that's going on in your life, remember, sometimes it can bring you comfort. Trouble also may bring an increased maturity. James chapter 1 and verse 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, and entire, wanting nothing. You know what that word perfect means in that scripture? It means mature. And the word patient means endurance. How do you get mature? You endure. Trouble sometimes will bring an increased maturity. One thing we're seeing in all of this is that we don't have a whole lot of control over it. We don't have a whole lot of control over the sickness. We don't have any control over the healing. We don't have any control over many of us, our jobs. We don't have really a whole lot of control over it in our churches. But maturity can come from these troubles. You know, I got to thinking about that today. If we as a church body grew, I'm not talking about numerically, but personally, if we in our church went through this awful experience and we matured and we grew as Christians, it'd be worth it all. This could end up being a life-changing thing. Let me review real quick before I go to my last two points. Trouble may correct issues that need to be addressed. Troubles may bring us to depend more on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Troubles may bring comfort. Troubles also may bring a maturity. Now, I have two more points today and I'm done. You got to be loving this, doing this thing at home, because I go less than I do when I'm here. Trouble may bring mystery. Trouble may bring mystery. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. There are some things that we do not understand, and we don't have to understand them in order to thank God, because we know that God is good. Mystery. Why are we dealing with this virus? Why are we dealing with this disruption in our lives? Why? I can't stand up here today and tell you all the answers of why we are. Some things are mystery. His ways are not our ways. Maybe the Lord is using this virus to bring us back closer to Him. That's my prayer, by the way. Maybe He's using it to give us a renewed dependence on Him. But trouble sometimes brings about mystery. Lastly, in Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The last thing this trouble can bring, it will bring eternal victory. What a day that will be when He turns every tear into a pear. What a day it will be when every bad thing is a good thing. Since all these things are true, can we not give thanks in everything? Can we not give thanks in issues? Can we not give thanks in depending on Jesus more? Can we not be thankful for His comfort? Can we not be thankful for the opportunity to grow, to mature? Can we be grateful that sometimes life is a mystery and we're not in control? And I can tell you what you can be the most thankful for. You can be thankful that sometimes trouble brings us to an eternal victory. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to have a word of prayer with you. Lord, I love you. I thank you for the opportunity to come today, spend a little while talking about you and talking about tough times. Lord, I pray that you will keep each of our members and everyone else that's listening, Lord, safe. Lord, I pray you'll begin your healing, Lord, and I pray that you'll take this virus from us. Lord, if there's something that we need to learn in this, I pray that we'll learn it. Lord, I believe in these points today. If we accept tough times and realize that the tough times can be used as a positive, I pray that we'll use them in those areas that we need to use them. Lord, I pray that we'll be there for each other. Lord, we're kind of spread around and having to operate different, and that's hard for everyone, but I pray that we'll not forget the people that need us, and I pray that we'll be there for each other. We love you, Lord. We thank you for all the good we have in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.